We read today of a contracts case in Canada that involved a cable company, Rogers Communications, and a telephone company, Bell Alliant. At issue was Rogers' use of Bell Alliant's telephone poles and Bell Alliant's desire to get out of the deal. Now, even though a good Canadian telephone pole case has a certain compelling character to it, no matter, the reason that we bring this one to your attention is the principle that decided it. Canada's telecommunications regulator made English teachers all over North America proud by ruling that it all hinged on the use of a single comma, a comma that, according to the Canadian newspaper The Globe and Mail, cost the cable company more than $2 million Canadian. Richard Janda is a professor of law at McGill University in Montreal and joins us now. Welcome to the program, Professor Janda. And you are familiar with this case.
Well, I've read the case, and I've been warning students with it, so I'm happy to have that warning sent across the border.
Okay, here is the clause of a contract that was at issue. I'll read it here. This agreement shall be effective from the date it is made and shall continue in force for a period of 5 years from the date it is made, comma, and thereafter for successive 5-year terms, comma, unless and until terminated by 1 year prior notice in writing by either party. It's the second comma, I gather, that did it.
The second comma did it because, of course, what Rogers was insisting upon is that this contract was good for at least 5 years. And Alliant was saying, no, we can terminate it upon 1 year's notice. And then the comma decides it because if you think that the 5-year period is an obligatory starting point, the clause ought to read that it's thereafter for successive 5-year terms unless and until terminated without the comma.
Mm-hmm.
You put the comma in, that suggests that there can be termination after the successive 5-year terms or before. So that was the basis upon which the commission said, sorry, Rogers, there's a $2 million comma here that allows Bell Alliant to terminate the contract even before the end of the 5-year period.
What's the lesson you give law students about this case?
Well, there are a couple of lessons here. One is to pay attention to grammar and punctuation. But I suppose the more important lesson that I draw from this is that one has to be careful in just importing clauses from prior agreements without understanding that you're getting what you want. So one can't just reproduce sentences. One has to pay close attention to whether they're serving the purpose you want. There's a last lesson, maybe, which is an unusually Canadian lesson. You have to think about two languages and not just one language, at least in our country.
I mean, this is now being appealed, and people are pointing, I gather, to the French version of the
contract. That's right. That's right. The reason Rogers is now attempting to resurrect the case is that they claim that the grammatical construction to which the commission came on the basis of the English version doesn't stand up in French, and that both versions of the contract are equally valid. What lies behind their argument there is that there's a further statement in the French version after these commas. The commas are placed in the same fashion, but in the French version, it also says that the termination can happen 1 year after the expiry of the contract. So they say that clarifies the meaning of this clause. It says that you can't engage in termination until the initial contract period has mm-hmm. expired.
So this is a test not only of the use of commas, but also of the quality, clarity that the French claim their language possesses in great excess over English.
Sometimes when lawyers look at the mixing of languages on our side of the border, they think that we have undue complexity and confusion that is introduced by having to think in two languages. Here might be an example of how the second language helps to clarify what the first language botched.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about it, Professor Janda.
Thank you.
That's Professor Richard Janda, a professor of law at McGill University in Montreal.